another offering of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of The New You, Emerging into the Brilliance of Humanity's Heart Consciousness, and myself, Suzanne Maresca. Today, we'll have another look at the subject of last week's discussion, once again speaking of energy healing with Saint Germain. It seems there's more to be said, and our guest is most interested in hearing about how we've been doing using the Violet Flame. Feel free to join us with your questions and comments by calling 323-784-9697 and press 1 so I know you'd like to come on the air with us. Hopefully the folks that couldn't get through last week will be dialing in again today. We'll continue taking callers by area code, so when we're ready to start doing that, I'll say your area code and bring you on the air. It feels to me like we're in an intensely accelerated process of remembering who we are and what we're capable of, as we come to the realization that our transition into Nova being will be a far smoother process when we surrender to it. A river of information in the form of light comes streaming into our bodies. A good and wonderful morning to you, Linda. Is it not just such an exquisite time to be alive?
It is an exquisite time to be alive. And good morning, Susie, and good morning, everybody out there who are listening live and everybody who's going to listen to this after the fact. Mm-hmm. It is a fabulous time to be alive. My only concern, Susie, is I wish they'd let us sleep.
Oh.
But yeah, it's going to be a fun day to continue the conversation with Saint Germain.
Yes.
About healing, about the violet flame, about what does healing mean in its mm-hmm. truest sense. Because right now, as we talked about a little bit about last week, that so often when we think of healing, we think of healing this or that ailment or disease or situation. But really, when the council in Saint Germain is talking about healing, we're talking about that process, not just of eliminating or remedying, you know, whatever's gone awry, either in our body or on our planet, but bringing it up, bringing it forward to, like what you were saying, that sense of Nova being and Nova Earth, the new you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we have our work cut out for us right now, but in the most delightful way.
Yeah,
you know, the mother has been talking to us about the tsunami of love. And that tsunami, as far as I can see and what I am hearing, has really started. It
mm-hmm.
may not be the, you know, the 100-foot waves as yet,
right.
But it's begun.
Oh,
and
I
if
agree.
We really think about it, it really began with her gift of clarity
mm-hmm.
and her gift of purity.
Right.
Now, when we add the violet flame, the essence of Creator Source to that,
mm-hmm.
my gosh, you know,
I know,
we have something that's unbeatable, unstoppable.
It really is. And if I may, I'd like to say a little about the word surrender. As a whole, I would say the word itself carries energy that we tend to shy away from, that of giving up our power and what we believe in. The way I see it, though, surrender is like relaxing back into the arms of the divine, knowing that all is well and that there's no need to try to control a thing.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
You know, surrender in our society, or at least in the English language, and be interesting to hear from our listeners if surrender has different meaning in different languages. But
oh.
in our context, so often surrender has been related to military
exactly.
or paramilitary undertakings.
Exactly.
So, for example, a country surrenders, or, you know, someone who is a felon surrenders.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this sense built into that very word of defeat. And it's not
right.
defeat that we're talking about. If anything, what we're doing is surrendering to our own power. You know, because of all the false grids that we've spent time talking about, but
right.
because of all the false grids that, you know, were built up over time in the old third dimension. That we forgot our own sense of our own fullness, of our own divinity, of our own wholeness, of our own sacred divine essence.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're doing is we're surrendering. We're not only surrendering and letting go of those old belief systems, but we're surrendering to the truth of who we are.
Yes.
So in fact, it's leaning back. I love your analogy or your imagery. Leaning back into the arms of the Divine Mother, and from that place, how I see it, and particularly because we're dealing with Saint Germain, is we pick up this torch. And when I work with Saint Germain, and he says, he has this wonderful saying, when he wants fast illumination, he just says, torch it.
Yeah.
And I see myself carrying one of those ancient torches like you would see, you particularly, Susie, would see in a medieval castle where there was a torch, you know, in the hallways, etc. Well, I grab one of those torches, only instead of a yellow flame or a white flame, it has this wonderful purple flame. And I just bring that torch to the situation and I zap it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's,
and we know
that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and we have to trust, too, that when we do that work and we don't perceive any difference, you know, for example, like we were talking just before the show, when there are people that we dearly love and that are still suffering, that's something that is really extra difficult to let go of because we've done the work. We're doing the work. How come this is not changing? What's going on? And we have to really understand that there's bigger things happening that are have nothing to do with us.
Yeah, and that there's a bigger plan. And there's a bigger plan even for each one of us that's bigger than at this point, even as we're becoming our transdimensional self.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bigger plan than we can even imagine. And, you know, it's funny because as I mentioned, just as you and I were chatting before the show, I had one of those all-nighters, a sleepless night.
Aww.
And there was one point I was just, you know, you do that mind thing. You're running the mind babble. And I'm thinking about this situation, and I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking about it, and I'm running, you know, all the scenarios. And all of a sudden, I hear this booming voice, which is very often the way Archangel Gabrielle comes to me, because she's a strong personality, let's put it that way. But she says to me, I thought you gave that over to God.
Oh.
And it was like,
I'm sorry.
It was just like, stopped me dead in my tracks.
Yeah.
And I said, I thought, oh, no. Well, yeah, I did give it over to God. And she's just like standing by the side of my bed, you know, almost tapping her foot and saying, well. And I thought, okay, so I had to surrender what I was thinking and worrying and working on back to God. And for me, and I don't know, I'd be interested in hearing from our listeners, when I do something big like that, you know, because people are always saying, give me a sign. When I do something big like that, I have a total body jerk that really comes, particularly if I'm surrendering to Source, that comes from my solar plexus. But it electrifies. I mean, I jump quite literally in the bed. So that's how I know that I've done that process of surrender.
Right.
But
and surrender
is
an empowerment.
It's not a one-time deal.
No, that's true. Those stupid layers.
Well, and sometimes to give ourselves at least a little credit, we do it because we care.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes when we're working on something, and it's not even really I don't get that it's an issue of self-worth or even trust.
Right.
It's that we care and we want to get it right. We want to make sure that that issue, that person, that thing within us, you know, whatever. I mean, it can have such a wide range of potentials.
Right.
But we want to make sure that it's taken care of. So
yeah.
we revisit it rather than simply surrendering it. And I, to me, and I'd be interested to hear what you think, Susie, to me, surrender is like there's a continuum of, you know, trust. And, of course, on the old duality, polarity side, there's fear and doubt. But for me, when I trust, then if I bring it right to its ultimate conclusion, that turns into surrender.
Right. Well, so the way, excuse me, the way that I've seen that is that the surrender part is that we, and this has been spoken of so many times, but we put it out there what we want. We send the energy. We do the work. And then the trust part is letting go of it and letting go of the divine order of any given thing that we don't have to try to control or make happen. It's just like being a conduit for divine energy that once it leaves my body, it is none of my business what happens with it, you know? It's just that I'm providing it for others to use. And, you know, that's just my role. I mean, other people have different things to do, Earth allies that are taking care of the financial aspects of it. God knows they're doing the detail work. I'm just providing the energy for them to do the detail work, you know? And that requires
and
a surrender process. Just let it go.
It does require surrender, and I think you've really touched on something very big and profound, is that in that surrender, as you let it go, that there is that trust, that really what happens, the outcome, isn't any of your business. I know I teach a form of healing called 13th Octave Lahochi, and we have this discussion all the time because, and it doesn't matter whether you're a teacher or a healer or a channeler or a radio commentator, is that once you agree to be the vessel, the conduit, then that's the job. The job isn't the end product. The job isn't fixing or ensuring the outcome that your heart desires actually happens. We just agree to be the conduit so that energy can flow through us to where it needs to go and do what it needs to do, and we're not in charge. And that's hard. That's hard, particularly if you care.
Well, yeah, but I also feel that it's easier because it relieves us of, you know, a certain responsibility. I mean, in my perception, the more I can simplify my life, because there's so much going on right now, the more I can simplify and let go of, the happier I am, the more joyful I can be in my day, the more I can be present and pay attention to what's going on in this moment right around me. You know, it's much easier, actually.
Yeah, I think once you get into the habit, it's way easier because you can be that constant conduit rather than I'm now the conduit, I'm now the warrior. I'm now the conduit, I'm now the warrior.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like giving up sugar, you know, the first 3 days. It's like, I really want those M&Ms. But after 3 days, I could care less about them, you know.
Does that apply to coffee?
I don't know.
I always say that long after everything else is gone, all the sugar, wheat, wine, alcohol, everything that we say that we label as bad for us or our enemies, there will be me and coffee.
Oh, that's funny.
It's the joy of being in physical form. I know there are coffee angels.
And there are definitely chocolate angels. We know that for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think they're also known as the Angels of Mercy.
Oh, that's funny. So have you got a lovely meditation for us today?
Yes, I do.
Fabulous.
Or at least St. Germain does.
Oh, good.
So
all right.
Let's begin.
All righty.
And it's so good to be here with all of you. And both Susie and I talk about this and how much we appreciate each and every one of you and that you choose to be on this journey with us. So thank you. So let's begin by taking a nice deep breath of violet, of those wonderful, wild, woodland violets. And breathe it in. And if you've ever been in the woods or in the forest during the springtime, when the violets bloom, and you come across a whole patch of them, not only are you lucky, but you can smell the moistness of the earth, the mustiness and dampness in the air, and you can hear the silence of the forest. And perhaps some bird song or some rustling of the leaves as spring awakens. So relax. Take this time for your sweet self, for your sacred journey. Sink into your chair or your car seat, the floor or the bed, wherever you are. Anchor in your heart and breathe those woodland violets. And go deeper. The violet flame is found everywhere. So also think of yourself on a hot summer day, drinking some ice-cold grape juice, or munching or sucking on a purple popsicle. And the sweetness of that juice as it fills you, as it refreshes you, the violet is the perfect balance between the blue and red. The blue of truth, the vitality of your root, and it is the essence of the I Am Presence. So sink into it. Feel as if your bed or your chair has simply become that royal violet cushion, like an eiderdown, velvet and rich. Or a violet gown, a robe, regal, beautiful, and wrap it around you. And feel that sense not only of security, but of compassion and wisdom and spiritual truth. Long ago, Archangel Michael gave us our beloved sword and shield. And we have worked with those and held them high. But today, Saint Germain wishes to give each and every one of you his torch of the I Am. So go more deeply into your heart, into your tri-flame, and then joining with your tri-flame, feel the violet flame igniting and burning brightly in the center of your heart chakra, the center of your chest. Now feel it again as he has ignited it last week in the palms of your hands, in the tips of your fingers, in your third eye, and on the crown of your head, as if you are wearing a regal crown, only it is lit with violet flames, as if your head became the birthday cake, as if your head is lit with a Pentecostal flame of the I Am presence. Feel it. Take a moment and let each of these flames ignite. If you're having difficulty, simply rub your hands together slightly. Touch your third eye. Touch the top of your head and feel it. See, Saint Germain, our most brilliant ally, ascended master, who has walked this earth and who knows of our challenges and our brilliance. Saint Germain is standing directly in front of you. Relax. With your eyes closed, allow yourself to perceive him. With his amulet, with his eyes of such flashing blue, royal blue. Who has those kind of eyes? And a smile that invites you, reassures you, and slightly mischievous, inviting you to join in the adventure. And it's the adventure of healing, of becoming, and of claiming your life, your role. Look at him and breathe violet. Saint Germain is reaching out to you and holding high his torch of the violet flame. Pay attention. Is it a candle? Is it a cone? Is it a stick, a log? Is it ancient from the castles of old? Look at the torch itself and look at the violet flame. I am Saint Germain.
Welcome.
And welcome to each of you, my beloved friends. I step forward this day to offer you the torch of freedom. And yes, the torch of the I Am, because as I have said to you previously, there is need right now for my armada of healers. And you come in all shapes and forms. It matters not. You are brilliant. The process of healing with the I Am does not need to be long and arduous. And so I offer you my torch that you may bring it to bear everywhere, in the cities, in the squares, in your families, in your heart, in your joints, in your mind, in your hospitals, in your government, in your financial institutions. Each of you know your roles. And there are public roles, and there are private roles, and there are family roles. All are part of your magnificent journey. I do not entrust this torch to simply anyone. Oh, all who request it will be given it, because it indicates a willingness to go forth. But I have always been prudent, ensuring that this torch is given only to the most trustworthy and committed. It cannot, even by accident or coincidence, which we know does not exist, can never be misused. So there is no fear attached to this gift, my friend. Reach out your hand, your arm, please, and take this torch, this flame of freedom that I entrust to you. You are the masters who walk Gaia, who ignite the cities of light, that ignite the hearts of humanity and open them to the tsunami of love, to the tsunami of healing, to the tsunami of acceptance and surrender. I give you this, and I give this to you with trust and reassurance. I will guide you. But be brave, be courageous. Step forward in ways that you never have before. Be as outrageous as I am. We can have fun. Feel yourself extending your hand, your arm, and accepting this wondrous gift of the torch of the violet flame. Hold it high so that all may see. and know that you will use this with prudence, with courage, with fortitude, and with joy. Go forth. Now, dear hearts, we have a great deal to cover this day. And yes, there are many forms of healing. And it is neither my place nor yours to rank or to even comment on forms of healing, because it is the heart that determines what you use and how you use it. But might I suggest to thee that regardless of what you use or how you use it, that you will use my violet flame in conjunction with it. There are so many gifts being brought forth at this moment in your time and ours. And I say to you, as one who has walked the earth and understands that time is of the essence, so I ask of you this day and in this meditation and in this moment to have a practical application for this torch that I have just given you. Let yourself raise this torch and go to humanity. Simply see them right now with me as a collective. Your room, your car, your home, wherever you are, is full. And to this collective of humanity, 7 billion strong, I wish you to take the torch and to hold it with me now to the collective, that we burn away, eliminate any issues of self-worth that are not of truth and wonder. Let us together now eliminate the lack of self-worth, which is the cancer of the human race. Let us do this together now. This torch of the violet flame is not simply for burning and elimination, although it is a splendid tool for that. Now let us infuse self-love divine will alignment thank you.
Thank you.
Now, beloved Suzanne, where do you wish to begin this day?
Well, I hesitate to ask this first one, but I'm going to go ahead with it anyway. First, I would like to speak to the collective request for relief in the form of the lifting of financial burden. Surely, I don't want to be ungracious, and I completely understand that money does not heal, yet my heart feels how rapidly humanity's frequency would pop up when people are able to step out of survival mode. Would that not help the ascension process along in a most tangible way, and would it not also add exponentially to the number of awake and waking humans? And bringing this into the subject of today's discussion, would it not also bring more energy healers into the ranks?
Yes, yes, and yes. Let me explain.
Okay.
Burden. It is an interesting word, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
For so many upon the planet have felt burdened. But that is why this day, and by the way, every day, I ask you to torch this issue of lack of self-worth. Now you may say to me, but Saint Germain, it is not that I do not feel worthy. It is simply that circumstances have not unfolded into a place where the burden is being lifted. Dear hearts, and I do not say this in any way that is of a critical nature. We begin with self-worth, and not only your self-worth, but the self-worth of the collective, because this is a group process. And I might say to you, you are a mighty big group. It is a belief system that allows burden. And so you begin with the self-worth so that you can then proceed with the infusion of wonder and wholeness. Then you can begin to torch, to eliminate. The analogy I wish you to keep in mind is the phoenix rising from the ashes. So you torch what you wish to destroy, and then you infuse and allow the phoenix to rise. So torch the self-will lack. Infuse the phoenix of worthiness. Then torch the burden and all the circumstances, human and otherwise, that have contributed to the burden. Then allow the phoenix to rise.
Okay.
And keep doing that. Because there is still, it is improving, and it is dramatically improving, might we say, with the gift of clarity and purity from the mother. But there is still this belief that somehow burden needs to be worked on or resolved, when all it really needs to be done to it is for it to be torched and eliminated. Burden, it is a mental, emotional belief system that then translates into the physical reality. Let me be very practical about this, because what you are really talking about, Suzanne, is about financial wherewithal. So you take care, you heal with the I am presence. the essence of God's source, who is never in need. If anything, there is an overabundance. Mm-hmm. So you eliminate any sense of anyone not being worthy to receive. But how does one receive? How does one receive in their I am present? Well, it used to be that you could simply sit back, and there is still an element of this, so I'm not saying it is come and gone, but that you would sit back, hold out your hands, and simply receive. And that is how I operated for a very long time when I was upon the planet, and I would manifest gems and stones, and I would say, I would claim it from the universe, from the source, and I would simply show it to show how easy it is. But now what we are asking you is also for you to do the same. Now, we know that you are not all at a point where you are manifesting things from thin air, although you are each and every day. You simply don't know it. But then when you are letting go of the burden, claim your abundance. And how do you do this? Receiving is an action. So decide and declare and open your heart and your body to receive. When you are feeling burdened, there is a physiological response. Your jaw clenches, your stomach clenches, your fists clench. That is not a position in which either to create or to receive. So sometimes your action of receiving is simply opening up your hands, your heart, calming down, and allowing yourself to receive. But I am asking you also to listen, because your listening skills, your innate abilities, have been turned up magnificently by the Mother. So when you hear, and it may sound ridiculous, but when you hear, do this or that, then I am suggesting to you, I am begging you, go do it. Because it is the action of receiving. So say I suggest to you, do this, do that, do this, do that. And you do it, and you say, well, I still don't have a check in my hand. It doesn't matter. The point is that you have followed the guidance. The check will arrive. You do not need to know or decide the manner in which it will arrive. You simply need to know it will arrive, and it will arrive in time.
Right.
So does the burden need to be lifted? Yes. Do we request your help in lifting the burden? Yes. That is why we are having this conversation.
Right. Beautiful. Before we go to callers, I'd like to share the shift in my meditation since last week when you offered a suggestion about how to best bring about the release of funding for the world's humanitarian projects and prosperity.
Please speak up.
Like, okay. I appreciate how present you've been with me through this, and the power of what's been happening has taken me a little by surprise. Is that better? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. What's come to me in meditation is to use my breath to help power the coming tsunami of love. I feel that this can happen throughout my day as well, whether I'm in a meditative state or not. Each in-breath through the nose carries intention, and each exhale through the mouth sends a violet stream of energy that adds momentum and more love to the wave. For me, there's a juicy added component that captures an awareness of my entire body in a sensual way, and the truth of that kind of power has been lost and hidden for far too long. Perhaps a future show could be dedicated to the sacred nature of the human body and the immeasurably powerful connection to Source available to us through it.
We would love to talk about this. And yes, the very simple and yet incredibly complex process of breath and what can be accomplished through conscious breath work.
Mm-hmm.
And you are doing it, sweet angel, through the intention in and the violet flame out. You are a beautiful dragon. And yes, the body, and I say this as one that has loved being in form. Why do you think I stayed so long? The body is the vessel in your realm for creation. And the strength to use the body for creation, you have merely scratched the surface.
Mm.
And yet it is all around you, and you are quite correct. It is forgotten wisdom, but it is also wisdom that is being brought to the forefront and remembering. Think of the most basic reality of how you birth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there is biology, but the energetics of procreation are phenomenal.
Yes, indeed.
And even using that energy to hold in your hearts, in your bellies, in your wombs, male and female, and to birth the reality that you wish to experience is phenomenal.
Yes.
Your hands, to be able to touch not only what exists, but what is in the very air around you. To be able to see what is there in a physical reality, but also what is there in a variety of forms, to hear our voices. So yes, you are correct. And the ascension, one of the reasons, and I do not believe this has been talked about a great deal, but one of the reasons why this ascension in physical form has been such a joyous, yes, momentous, but also joyous plan, is so that the fullness of the physical vessel of the human body, whether it is hybrid or not, it is still a physical vessel, so that it could be enjoyed to its fullest, the way it was intended to be. So it is the mother's restoration of her original plan. it was never intended that you would come and be stuck, limited by your body. Quite the contrary. The sensors on your body are phenomenal.
Truly so.
So, yes, more and more as you go through this ascension process, as you are working with the violet flame of the I Am, you will see this. And you will perceive. And you will learn and remember how to use your bodies for delight, for creation, for joy, for love.
That's wonderful. I so appreciate that, and I really appreciate the confirmation of that work, because it's become the core of what I've been doing every day. So thank you. Are we ready for some callers then?
I am. Are you?
I am. Thank you so much. All right. So we are on to Danielle.
Hello, Danielle.
Good morning. Hi, ladies. Good morning. Hello, St. Germain. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You are more than welcome, sweet one.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I was calling. I missed last week's show, and I'm going to listen to it after today's show. But I was calling to see if you have any messages to please tell me, St. Germain, regarding my gifting or anything that you feel is pertinent for me to know at this time, please.
But this is exactly what we... You need to speak up, dear angel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to mute you, Danielle, for the answer because there's background noise. So, okay, you can listen, though. All right, here we go. Good?
Each of you, including you, sweet Danielle, have brought to the planet enormous gifts, significant gifts, talents, capacities, abilities. It has come with the integration of the fullness of yourself, of your soul. What does the word gift mean? It means something that you give freely, joyously, generously. So the gift, whether it is healing or telepathy or the ability to know, the ability to support others financially, is meaningless unless it is shared. And each gift that each one of you has increases exponentially the more you share it. The more that you allow the gift to be given away totally and completely so that you feel like the empty vessel, the greater it is. So this is the key to the gifts, and that is how the gifts for each one of you grow. Is this clear?
Okay.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm just trying to figure out which route to go because I'm so eager to share and to help others. So it's just trying to get some clarity on which route to go with what giftings that I have.
The key is to not limit yourself. It does not need to be this choice or that choice. Dear heart, you can have it all.
Wonderful.
So it may be healing on Monday, flying on Tuesday, gifting on Thursday. Do not forget a day of rest to gift to yourself.
Okay.
But do not limit. Because as I say, teacher, channel, healer, gatekeeper, pillar, way shower, you are all of these things. And you are angels in form. You are star beings in form. You are earth keepers in form. You are creators. You are destroyers. Do not limit yourself. Decide
okay.
that you can have it all.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for your
comment. You are welcome, Angel.
Many blessings and namaste.
Farewell.
All right, beautiful. We are on to area code 404. Are you with us?
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
Hi, good. Good morning. You're on the air.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. I guess, dabbled in healing in terms of learning how to do it. I can do readings and I can bring in source like that. But as far as healing, and I guess maybe I'm a little too practical, I'm just not convinced that it's really real because physically I haven't seen it, I guess, the way I can logically see it. And in fact, over the last few months, I've actually had some physical issues going on, which I've never had before. And I was like going, well, that would give me such proof if this was real or not, if I was starting to feel better, because then I could get back to my normal routine of doing what I want to do and doing it for other people. So I was wondering if you could give me any insight of how to proceed to get it, to believe it.
Yes, I can give you excellent advice. Try believing it.
Well, I think the proof is if I felt better.
So let us start.
Okay.
You say that you can connect and call in source in the blink of an eye. And this is the I Am presence. And it is the ultimate strength of the universe. That is the nature, the essence of the violet flame. Then you acknowledge that in one area of your life, and then what you are doing is questioning it and falling into your mental body with a little bit of your emotional body thrown in, questioning it logically on the other side. So what you are doing is you are not being the clear conduit. You are introducing doubt, fear, attachment to the outcome, rather than allowing the energy to simply flow. Now, you have touched on something vital. And that is two things, actually. Proof, and what do you do when, in your estimation, healing doesn't work? First of all, the proof is to allow the energy to flow without judgment. To practice this and become a pure and pure conduit. Because when you are working with the violet flame, when you are allowing this energy to move in you, through you, with you, as you sit in the violet bonfire, dear heart, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, it is guaranteed. You are going to feel better. And that will be your proof. But you have to set aside that logical interference, because that is ego not wanting to surrender and saying, I am in charge. So reassure your ego, reassure your body, every part of your body, particularly that which is, shall we say, dysfunctioning at the moment, that you are simply taking care of it and allow the energy to flow. But this question of what is it when healing doesn't work is a pivotal question for every healer or a channel that has ever lived. And it is simply knowing that there is more. Very rarely, and I mean once every few thousand years, is healing truly and fully rejected. This is important for you to know. So what is going on when healing is not occurring? Well, first of all, what is happening is that there are layers and layers and layers, and that the healing is starting what you can think of in the sub-basement. It is going to the core issue rather than what you have thought of as the identified issue. And sometimes that is even a collective issue. Generally it is, actually. It also means that the rate of the healing, or not healing, is related to the bigger soul mission and purpose and soul decision of the individual, in this case yourself, that is involved. So what I am asking you to do, what I am guiding you to do, in this case, when you feel, now I have gotten ego out of the way, I am allowing the I am energy to flow freely, but the healing does not seem to be coming as rapidly as Saint Germain has promised or indicated, go deeper and simply ask, and I will answer you, and you will answer you, why? What is it that is blocking this? Now, if it is because you have chosen, and there are very few of you, particularly during this time of ascension, many of you came with disabilities or lessons that you wanted to learn. You are in a time of karmic dispensation, and you are in a time of claiming the fullness of your physical bodies as well as your light bodies. So what is it that you are afraid to let go of? It is never the physical ailment. It will be a mental or a spiritual or emotional issue. Allow that to well up within your heart, then torch it and go on. I will.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. That's some great insight.
Let us begin together, my brother.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Farewell.
All right. We are on to area code 413. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much.
Hi.
Hello.
Here.
Can you...
Yeah.
Good morning, Saint Germain. My name is Rose. Last week, I woke up with a feeling that you had tried to give me a message, and I couldn't quite remember what it was. So I don't know if it's still relevant, but I would love to receive it. And I'm really glad the discussion of surrender came up this morning, because it's something I'm very much working with. I've been following my guidance, and I'm now here at my mother's, getting rid of all my stuff, and I have this vision that I feel I was given of what I really want to achieve to move to London, and what's being offered seems to be a job here which doesn't feel really in the direction that I want to go in, but perhaps it's just about surrendering to the present. So I would be very grateful for clarification and guidance.
Okay.
The wonder of being human and alive is the creation of choices. Now, each of you never likes to feel, neither did I, by the way, that you are hemmed in, that you only have one direction in which to move, and that the situation that you are referring to is, should I be practical or should I follow my dream? Should I follow my guidance? Now, this is an issue for you that has occurred not only throughout this lifetime, but many lifetimes. And there is a, shall we say, a shadow or a sliver of ought. Well, I ought to be responsible and take the job that is directly in front of me and stay and be part of this community and support my family. And then there is the anger. There is the anger about, I am tired of being trapped, and I want to pursue my dream. My heart, my mind, my angels call out to me to follow and declare my freedom. Then there is the fear. What if I follow my dream and I move to London and it doesn't work out? And then I am embarrassed and broke. You know, I had much the same issue when I jumped on ship and decided to sail to America. Everyone thought I was a fool. It didn't matter. This is a time, and I say this as your brother and your friend. I am not guiding you to be irresponsible, but I am saying to you, at the crossroads such as where you are, if the choice in front of you does not make your heart sing and palpitate, then don't do it. Now torch the fear, torch the anger, torch the concern that you will not have the right flat or the right people or the right opportunities in your new adventure. And let that phoenix rise full of opportunities and splendor. The problem, yes, the problem with humanity, not all of you, but I am free to speak frankly because you have asked me to. The problem is you stopped following your dreams. The collective. And you allowed yourself in the old third to be controlled. And you bought into limitation and lack. Now you are breaking free. Claim those wings, dear heart, and fly. But as you fly, do not forget your torch. Is this clear?
Yes, although it doesn't also feel terribly loving to me to use the last of my pennies to fly to London and have no place to stay and no work and kind of no invitation or no place to land or nothing that seems to be on that side meeting me in this wish or endeavor.
But
is it
you
a case
are a
of
powerful creator. Why do you not create these things prior to your departure? This is not an urgent matter. This is not a matter of life or death. This is not a question that you have to be there for by 5 p.m. So use the violet flame. Hold it in your hands. See what you are creating. So do the practical creation so that the whole voyage, it will be filled with enough challenges. So take care of the practicalities of taking care of your sweet self as well. But you can create and bring into physicality very rapidly with the violet flame. So no, it is not loving to create a situation or to declare yourself in poverty. That is not what I ask of you. What I ask of you is to create the dream. And the dream does not include poverty. So bring forth the jewels that will support you, the location, the financial support, the emotional support, and then pursue your dream.
Thank you for your call.
If you commit to a job, knowing that the job is simply what you are doing in the interim to bring light to your current situation while you collect and create for your next adventure, there is no problem like that. I did not jump on a boat without making arrangements, dear heart, for food, for water, for men, for support, for a sturdy vessel, for the support of the queen. So make your plan and arrangements, create the wherewithal, and then fly free. So do not relinquish the dream because all the infrastructure isn't there. Say, I will create the infrastructure. Saint Germain will help me. My guardians will help me. Saint Teresa will help me. And then go forth.
Okay. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Farewell.
All right. We are on to area code 949. Are you with us?
Yes.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Hi. Yes, yes. I'm here. Hi, Saint Germain. Well, one of the things I would like to ask you since a while ago, it's been 2 years and I always see these showers of purple while I'm sleeping or you know, in my meditation. But it's like the predominated color in my mind, you know, that I see. I'm curious about why is the purple that I see all the time and not so much other colors. I mean, I see green or I see gold. But the purple is like the one that showered me night and day.
Well, we are connected, as you well know. But the reason that you see primarily the purple is because that is your soul color, your soul ray.
Okay, okay. I was wondering about that. Also, again, a quick question. I have a very tense situation at work. Going on right now, and I'm trying to figure out, I mean, of course, using the violet flame, but is there any specific way that I can use it more effectively to reduce the negativity that is around me right now?
When you are home and in your meditative state, when you are in a place of feeling safe, secure, and calm, take the meditation and put the entire situation, the work situation, in the violet bonfire. So you are igniting the campfire and then it is burning brightly. And everybody and all the circumstance and misunderstandings, the tensions, the competition is being resolved. So you do it away from work. You do it outside the situation. Then when you go in, see that you are carrying my torch as well. And as situations arise, simply torch it and let it go. Torch it, let it go.
Okay.
There is no room on your beautiful Gaia for judgment. So it is not that you are standing there in judgment of this or that person or this or that circumstance. What you are doing is when you see discord, when you see anything that is not of love, then you simply torch it and let it go. You do not dissect it, and you most certainly do not judge it. But doing the work outside of home, outside of work at home, will truly improve the situation.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much, Anime. Thank you.
You are welcome, dear heart.
Okay. So we are now on to area code 559. Hello, are you with us?
I am.
Hi.
This is Donnie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Suzanne and Linda and beloved Saint Germain. First of all, Suzanne, may I thank you for your visualizations, which have helped me.
Oh.
So I want you to feel that and know that.
Oh, I do. Thank you.
I'm grateful. And Saint Germain, I am awakening to what seems to be past life fear born out of some past life experiences that wants to be cleared, and I want to balance it with joy, and all that seems to be true for me, but I'm just wanting your glorious input in that, and you've answered so many, and it's been so helpful, but I'm just putting that out there at this moment.
And you are claiming your joy, sweet angel.
Oh, thank you.
And you are becoming much like Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
You are breathing in the intent of joy, and you are exhaling the dragon breath of the violet flame, destroying anything in the past,
mm-hmm.
or for that matter, the future or the present, that does not bring you joy.
Oh.
The reason for many of you for these past life situations to arise at this time is not to sit and review and dissect and analyze, but to truly torch it and to allow that which has hindered you. You see, when you look at a past life, all it is information. And then a knowing, oh, well, that occurred, and the outcome is I learned X. There is no charge.
Yes.
It is simply information. So there is no suffering. There is no pain. There is no discord. There is no discouragement. There is no judgment.
Thank
so
you.
Allow it to come to the surface, glean the information, and let it go.
Okay. That's wonderful. Oh, thank you. And I have a little addition, if I may, and that is regarding, dear Saint Germain, the sacred retreats on our planet, and specifically what's coming, they're all of them so beautiful, is...
Louder, dear heart.
Okay. The sacred retreats on our planet. And my longing to be with you in the Cave of Symbols. And can I sit in the atomic accelerator? And that is, you know, from my Green Book readings, but I wonder if that's still, where am I with that, and where's, anyway, I wanted to hear your response to that.
Simply come to the cave.
Okay.
That is all you need to do.
Okay.
You do not need to learn the technique of teleportation.
Uh-huh.
You already know it. Blink and you will be there.
Okay.
And we will sit there together.
Thank you.
Okay. It is my honor.
Oh, and mine.
Thank you for your call. Okay.
You're
bye.
Welcome, Suzanne. Bye, all.
Farewell.
Okay, so we are on to, this number is 44742. Hello, hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, I'm calling from Southeast England.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Sorry, I just got a shock that I actually got through. I was doing something completely else, and I had a strong urge to come to the computer, and here I am to speak to this. I've returned to the UK very spontaneously from a tropical paradise in Queensland in Australia, and I've returned here with my son, and I've been jokingly telling friends that whilst there are wolves in sheep's clothing, there are plenty of angels in dark suits, and I'm returning to take my training back into corporate where I used to work before. And everything's falling in place for me to be here, and I'm busy writing materials and playing with the wonder of everything that can be offered to people that may not normally chance upon this sort of information and work, and that was what I was doing before. My question for Saint Germain and my greetings as well is if there are any ideas of that he may have or you all may have in addition to mine on how best to, I say disguise the material, but to present it so that it is easy for people who are not familiar with this type of thing to digest. So I'm looking, I have lots of ideas, but I was just looking for something completely out of my box, so to speak.
Good question.
And you are correct. Many of you are being repositioned or are positioned in what you can think of as mainstream, because, dear hearts, that is where the change takes place. That is where the healing occurs. That is where you are needed. Now, you are dealing a great deal with the issues of change. And the entire planet, and particularly humanity at this time, goes through a process of tremendous change. It matters not whether you are calling it transition, shift, ascension. For your purposes, you're talking about the management of change. Traditionally, what people have felt, particularly in the cultures in which you speak, they feel that change is necessary, but they have a belief system that it is arduous, that it is lengthy, that it can be painful, and that some will suffer as a result of change. So what you are doing, dear angel, is bringing a different understanding and belief system of what change is. Change occurs and can occur in a millisecond. That is the purpose of the torch. It is not sitting there quietly waiting. But the key to this is the human decision, the human choice to change. It is mental, it is emotional, and it is most certainly spiritual, but it is mostly mental. And once you have that agreement, the change need not be painful. It need not be arduous, that it can be as quick as they choose to implement and shift within their own mindset, then it is done. And the new adventure has begun. The prosperity, the abundance, the feeling of productivity has begun. So what you are focusing on and what you are violet flaming is the old belief systems that change is lengthy, painful, and arduous.
Right. Okay, I've been given the opportunity to put together material under the label of neuroscience for managers and leaders, and it's such a huge and broad label. I'm playing with bringing in all sorts of this type of material and just finding labels for it that will sit easily with people that have not come across any of what we're talking about before.
But it is changes. Brain chemistry. It is brain chemistry. It is neuroscience that as soon as there is a shift in the belief system, there is actually a chemical neural transmitter shift in the brain patterning. If you were to measure brain waves, if you were to measure chemistry, you would see as soon as a decision to change is taken deeply, then the chemistry changes. You are activating different pieces of DNA.
Fabulous. Great. Now, that's an excellent segue.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. And I just also, I suppose, was wanting a little bit of validation that I'm in the right place now at the right time, because I've shifted so much in a matter of weeks to be here. And it all just seems to be happening. But and it's beautiful. I see beauty everywhere. The southeast of Queensland's meant to be wintry and rainy, and it's just gorgeous. Blue sky, golden sun, squirrels and birds. It's magical.
You are exactly where you have need to be.
Beautiful.
Thank you for saying yes.
Okay. All right. So we have about a minute left. Is there anything you would like to add in closing, Saint Germain? And thank you so much
yes. for joining. We will visit again in the near future.
Lovely.
And I would truly, truly, truly like to hear from all of you the results. I want to hear and share the miracle stories of the violet flame, of your healing, of how your torch is working. So call me back, let us say in a month or so or two, and let us discuss how you are doing, because I love you, and I care, and I am here to assist with the healing of humanity.
Thank you so much.
Go with my blessings and go with my torch.
Mm-hmm. May the long time sun shine upon you. God.